Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Ahoy! It's the Nerdist Podcast number 301. Just past the 300th episode. Hope you had a nice Christmas, and I would love to tell you that I will be doing a ton of stand-up shows on the road coming up in the next several months. So if you go to nerdist.com/calendar, you can see what those dates are. But essentially, they are places like Bloomington, Indiana in January, and Tacoma, Washington in January, and SF Sketchfest in January, and then flashing ahead a little bit, New York at Caroline's, then there's going to be Madison, Wisconsin, then there's going to be Denver, then there's going to be Portland, then there's going to be Baltimore and DC, tons of shows. So please go buy tickets to all of those shows. And I would like to thank Samsung for continuing to sponsor this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. I've been talking about the Galaxy Note 2 for a long time. Massive screen, 5.5 inches, but not so big that it's oppressive. It's somewhere in between a phone and a tablet, but it's got a really nice 16:9 aspect ratio for watching movies, and the video quality is friggin' incredible. Also, you can share stuff really easily with S Beam. You literally just tap the back of another S Beam enabled device, and you share large files in seconds. Seconds. No more like, oh, I'm getting crappy coverage because there's a lot of network congestion in the area, so this is going to take an hour to upload, and then you'll have to download. None of that. You just kiss the phones, and that's it. And also, there's an S Pen, which makes a device like a virtual notepad. You can outline stuff. You can crop things. You get instant previews of emails and links without having to open them just by hovering the pen above it. And it'll also find and match images to written keywords. So the Galaxy Note 2 is an excellent device, and I thank Samsung for continuing to sponsor the Nerdist Podcast. This is some hostful goodness. Now, I know what's going to happen. You're going to listen to this and go, Chris, was there a break in the time stream? Because you're talking about how the 300th episode is coming up. I know that. But what happened is we had to swap some episodes out last week that needed to go up sooner. And so I just held on to the hostful until we put it up after the 300th episode. But it's 301. It's not that hard to imagine just a few days ago before the 300th episode. So, and if you haven't heard the 300th episode, then this will be nice. This will give you a chance to just jump right to that from that. So, or you can just pretend that the Daleks attacked London again and we got kicked back in time a week. I still haven't seen the Doctor Who Christmas episode yet because I was at family stuff, so I will be watching that tonight as I travel up to Portland for not really any reason other than I like it. And that was more information than you needed. But there you have it. Hope you had an amazing holiday. Hope you have a great New Year. I think we're not going to put a couple episodes. We're not going to put up an episode right before New Year's or New Year's Eve because we discovered that iTunes is not pushing new episodes out unless you're subscribed to the podcast. And so I feel like that might not be fair to people, to our guests who came on, to not have their episodes pushed out to as many people as possible. So we're just going to hold until iTunes gets back into work next week. So it's just a couple extra days. So maybe just listen to this hostful episode a couple times. Or you can just say hi to me on Twitter. I'll write back. It'll be like we're hanging out on the podcast. Don't fret, kiddies. Don't fret. You're probably not fretting, and I'm probably overestimating my value in the podcast marketplace. But anyway, I less than three you. Here's some hostful goodness.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I doubt he'll see it.
Welcome. A hostful podcast. This is crazy.
I don't get it. What's that?
I don't remember.
It's where the one people who like us like, and it's the one that people listen to the guests for skip.
Gotcha. Okay. AV Club, not listening.
Skippable.
Skippable. And also, thanks a lot, AV Club, for the love. We want to say respect to
respect.
Respect to all the nerds.
What's Pussy Talking Jonah think about that?
Fuck that dude. I don't know.
Oh. But who is this?
This is Pizza Slinging Jonah.
Oh.
All I'm saying is respect.
All I'm saying is respect. Maybe you try the pepperoni.
You got any good pies in there?
All the pies.
Wait, is that Pussy Talking Jonah disguised as Pizza Talking Jonah?
Shit, dog. I was just fooling.
What is your brother Pizza Talking Jonah doing now? Why are you...
Pizza Talking Jonah.
I'm not Bill Hendry. I can't do this. I can't just skip forward willy-nilly. It takes much time to reemerge from one to the next.
You'll get there, buddy.
First order of business, the Nerdist TV show has been picked up for 10 episodes in a row starting next spring as part of BBC's Supernatural Saturday block with Doctor Who and a bunch of other stuff.
Wait, we're in the Supernatural Saturday block?
I think we're at the end of the Supernatural Saturday block.
All right, we better get spookier then.
Yeah, so I think being human and then Doctor Who and then us and then they've got some
so
new...
we're gonna get spooky then. I like it.
Yeah.
So being who and Dr. Human and then
Dr.
us.
Human.
That's my
Dr.
very
Human.
Boring show. Dr. Human.
Yes, I'm...
I always wanted to do a show called Spy Doctor where he was... his secret identity was that he was a doctor. Like, he didn't tell any of his fellow agents that he was a doctor and he always got torn by the first do no harm thing.
I think that's that was a Channel 101 show.
Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I always wanted to do it and I'm glad someone did.
Yes.
Well, at least you know it was a good idea.
Yeah, good enough.
At least you know it was a good idea. So that's awesome. So thank you to BBC for that. And then you guys will be back, and Mike Furman will be back on the show. And
It'll be a bit different than what people have come accustomed to with those scattered few specials.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to change this. The set's going to change. The show's going to feel a little bigger. We'll do more, you know, more bigger.
Not just
more
bigger. But better.
Yeah.
The Nerdist is back, and it's more bigger. Hope you like tits, because it's a whole new show.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
You gotta say that with a British accent.
That's what that voice is.
Yeah.
There's tits.
Don't bother me. I'm watching Nerdist.
My favorite thing I'm going to be watching reruns of Kitchen Nightmares, and then I'm going to see Nerdist commercials while I'm watching those reruns. That's what happened last.
Kitchen Nightmares.
This may be the most intense Kitchen Nightmares yet.
Oh. And then they open a pot, and then a bunch of spectral snakes fly out.
Part of Supernatural Saturday.
Did you guys get my email about... Yeah. How Guy Fieri and Sammy Hagar and the singer of Smash Mouth are doing something together.
Your joyous, joyous email of our worst fears.
Right now, there's teeter tots.
The only thing that could make it worse is if they were all a guest on the Rachel Ray show.
It's a little out of sorts.
Oh, I can't take her. And they're doing Rachel and Guy's Celebrity Cook-Off. And I find them to be two of the more annoying people on Earth.
Define celebrity.
Oh, well, Rachel
Gilbert
seems sweet.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh,
yeah.
I love Gilbert Godfrey.
That should be funny.
Do you think he's going to cook Goose?
Oh, Affleck.
He's going to cook Parrot?
Going to cook
Jafar. Or I don't remember.
Iago.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm an all-powerful genie. Oh, I'm not supposed to do voices on the show. Sorry.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Some comment thread.
Chris, what are you doing?
What
are you doing?
Why don't you?
What? It's like
out of there.
It's like cutting.
I know it is, and you said that like it's justifiable. It's like cutting. It's okay.
Myself in a long time.
It's like emotional cutting.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Across the street, not down the road. I'm not trying to commit suicide.
It was an accident. It was a link. Someone said, "Hey, congrats," and then they just put a link, and then it was a link to the
hey, congrats. No, probably an
article online. And then what did you do? Did you click away after the article was in, or did you continue to just go down?
My finger may have scrolled down.
You need two fingers to scroll.
Okay, we're not wasting any more time on this. I apologize. Here's a funny story that I did Doug Benson's 12 movies.
Guests of Christmas.
Yeah. The fun 4-hour show.
Really?
No, it wasn't 4 hours. I'm kidding. But it was like a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
Fun. One of the topics was the Iceman Cometh, and it was all movies that Val Kilmer has had sex in. So I just got this text from Doug Benson. Thanks for last night. Got this text from Micucci today, Kate Micucci, yeah. Who was on. Working with Val Kilmer today. Told him about The Iceman Cometh. He said, but I don't have sex in lots of movies. I told him the answer was Wonderland, and he said, oh, yeah, I had sex in that movie.
Jesus.
No, Val Kilmer.
Iceman.
Speaking of getting fucked, today was the last live attack of the show.
It was the last live attack of the show.
How you feeling about
last
that?
Gadgetron,
how you feeling about it?
I feel it's bittersweet, you know. I'll miss it. I'll miss the people. I'll miss the I don't understand.
It's Bittersweet Symphony with a verb.
Oh, that's what it is.
Actually,
I thought it was the Rolling Stones song.
It's a common mistake. No, you're just probably thinking because the Rolling Stones made all the money from that song.
Yes.
Yes, they did. And then some. But yeah, last attack of the show, kind of a bummer. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
What do you mean?
What's going
to
happen?
Just to everybody.
Because I hosted a bunch of the wraparound specials.
You sure did. A lot of the wraparound specials that we had to change.
Oh, did they change them?
They had to change a lot of it because ever since Eric Andre whipped his dick out last week and then TJ Miller fucked a tree and then you saw his balls on live television, they got real sensitive to any sort of sexual innuendo and or...
So they swapped a lot of segments out?
Yeah.
So basically there were no specials because most of Attack of the Show was almost seeing someone's balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are they gonna do? Fucking cancel the network some more? Like fucking just air it?
Yeah, because they'll get fined. Right?
They threatened everybody's severance.
Oh my god!
Who did?
Yeah. The folks upstairs.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Here's what I'm not normally contentious about stuff, but I really and I say this as someone who was hired to host the wraparounds, which I was very happy to do for the last episode. But the only thing that really bummed me out about the way that it was handled was that. The word came down from the higher-ups that they weren't pleased with the fact that we were making references to the network going away.
Yeah.
And they were not pleased with us being like, it's all going to go, you know? And it's like, fucking, what's the problem? Like, you canceled the network at Christmas time. Yeah. You know, the attack of the show is, the spirit of the show is commenting on the things that are happening. And... Everyone knows the network's going away, so why would you cut off? Why would you cut off the balls of the network and then be like, you can't get stitches for that"? You know what I mean? Like
Blair Butler described it perfectly. She said it's like hitting an old lady in your car and getting out of your car and telling the old lady to stop screaming.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the fucking. I thought that you know, as someone who has loved working there for all these years, like this sort of new thing, you know, like the new higher ups, I was very disappointed in that because you have to let the show that's the show sort of expressing its sadness for leaving.
Yeah.
And that's a really fucked up thing to do. It's like, who fucking cares if everyone on the network is it doesn't matter. You don't even want that audience anymore, which is why you're rebranding the network.
Yeah.
So who fucking
and
cares?
Not like we even mentioned anybody by name. We didn't.
No, not at all. It's just
like that. We just made funny jokes about that's the last thing we'll ever. We don't need that anymore.
Some of the shows you guys did when you knew that when it was going down were extra amazing.
Yeah.
Because it was just that kind of loopy sense of fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
And there was really great television, like you're drawing the penises on all of the Black Friday deals.
The long, hard Black Friday deals
was a segment that I absolutely loved, and it's really it just made me sad that in the end that's how it had to go down. Like, you know, like they wanted to hold you guys underwater and be like, stop struggling.
I'll be honest with you, this goes up Friday, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah,
we're taping the last show, which is going to air January 23rd tomorrow, and we are all sort of. We think there's a 50-50 chance of them ever actually airing it.
Really?
Like, we think they might just sort of be like, you know what? We found an extra episode of Knight Rider we didn't know we had. We're going to air that instead.
You know, I
Web Soup's been playing more now than it ever did before, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get those residuals. Wait a minute.
What's a union?
What's for hire?
I guess I just don't... I don't know. It just bums me out that a show that I feel like was such a great, fun celebration of stuff with really great people on it. You know, that's how they kind of like, they won't even let the show go out the way the show should go out.
Yeah. And I loved everybody that I worked with, and it's a bunch of great folks over there. And, it's, you know, it's sad to see it go, and it's sad to see Attack.
Cause you were a fan for a while before
I would watch it when it was on. And then, you know, and in a year and a half, a little longer than that, I've done almost 310 shows.
Wow.
A year and a half?
Yeah. We are dark 2 weeks a year.
Jesus.
It's too bad. It makes me sad. But I really wish they wouldn't have been such wieners about it to everyone who
I absolutely do too.
Who worked their asses off. Everyone who worked their asses off knowing that the network was going down and didn't bail out.
Yeah.
And stuck with it and still made fun television and still celebrated all the good stuff. And it was a really lame way for them to let you guys handle that by saying, shut up, don't talk about this.
Absolutely. And I also think it was lame of them not to let me host the last week. So I'll say that because...
You can say that.
I've said that to them.
What are they... it reminds me...
Why are you upset?
He wanted to host the last week.
Who hosted it?
Michael Costa. Good guy. Like Michael a lot.
But it should have been someone from the inside.
I think it should have been someone from the inside.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know the... That was, I thought for some reason it would have been like Blair or someone.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
Anybody.
From inside.
From inside.
Yeah.
For last week.
Well, I got to say though, the 4 years that I got to work there were always fun, and everyone was cool. And I think I think everyone's going to go on and actually get to do better stuff, and actually get paid to do better.
If you want to watch some of those clips that we are talking about, go online now if you're hearing this on Friday, because Saturday I'm pretty sure they won't be there anymore.
I didn't realize Eric Andre took his dick out on television.
Yeah. It's Eric Andre. I don't know why you would be surprised by that.
Well, I didn't know he would take his dick out on live television.
Yeah.
He's got a nice dick.
Why not?
It's a good looking dick.
Yeah.
It's a pretty handsome dick.
I mean, can't
it's nice cock and balls.
It's good cock and balls you got there.
There's cock and balls. Yeah. Cock and balls. Well, I'm sorry, but I we're going to do other stuff. We got Nerdist TV show coming up. We're going to do some other fun stuff. It's going to be
good.
You'll be okay.
I'm not going to be all right.
I'm not worried about it.
No, you're not going to be fine.
What's the matter, Jonah?
What am I going to do without the tech of the show?
I don't know. The same.
My relationship with them is a little bittersweet.
Oh, bittersweet symphony?
Yeah.
Yeah, you worked there for a week.
Like three weeks, I think. Yeah. It was
comedy first, guys. That's what I always say.
That's what I tried to say. But I did make two things that I still think is some of the higher up list on the things that I like. One was the All I Want for Christmas is to Rock video.
The sniper video, yes. Thank you for that. Video. That was fun.
Yeah. I remember, thanks to Paul Bonanno, the brilliant Paul Bonanno, which siphoned money from another special that he went under budget on just to, like, because they were going to give me $500 to make a video for Chris. And I was like, I can't make a good video for the song. It's got to be a good, and then, Paul's like, well, I went under budget on this thing. We'll just put all this money. It was like $7,000. And that's why we got the Phantom camera and the Red camera and the locations.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. That was great. Really, really great. That, and I got to work with five husky puppies in a Twilight sketch I made. And so that was nice. That was mainly just because of the puppies.
Well, I mean, five husky puppies are great. I shot a sketch with Weird Al. It's going to be in the last show on Monday.
Husky puppies would be a great name for a chubby children's choir.
Husky puppies?
The husky puppies.
I've called husky many times.
Oh.
That's what a dog does.
It was, I had dinner with Pereira the other night.
KP.
And we're talking about maybe doing an actual... Just like doing some sort of a live thing with as many of the attack people as possible, like to do an actual send off, the way that it didn't get to be done.
That's what I said. I said that we better burn off a copy tomorrow of the last show, just in case, and then screen it at Meltdown or something. No. If it doesn't air.
I just think it'd be fun to really be able to send the show off in a way that would be,
you know what?
That for the people who actually stuck with it.
We did, and it was in May, and it was when Kevin left.
Yeah.
That last show was fantastic.
Yeah. So Maybe everything after that was just a dream.
Could have been.
You've been dead for quite some time.
What?
This has all been an illusion.
Welcome to Willoughby.
Pegatory.
Willoughby.
Willoughby.
I finally saw Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Loved it.
Yeah?
I didn't know. Some people said it wasn't very good. I fucking thought it was great.
Good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
A really good time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Low stakes. Legendary. Love watching Thanks, stuff at home. Legendary. Love watching stuff at home.
Thanks, Legendary.
Yeah, you do like watching stuff at home.
Yeah.
A bit, huh?
Love it.
I
Someone just for
I
Christmas.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it to a point.
Don't get me wrong. I love going to a movie theater. It is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
But something just about like being able to, like a new movie, you know, just to be able to watch a new movie at home is just, it's so nice.
Do you did you see The Dead?
I have not seen The Dead. Is that the one in Africa?
Yep.
I've watched the trailer. I haven't gotten around to actually watching it. It's on iTunes, right?
It's on iTunes. Where did I get it? I think I got it on
Zoom.
Oh, no, actually, I had to get it on Netflix, like have it sent to me.
What?
Oh,
I really?
Can't even stream it.
Physical media? What are you, ancient man?
Yeah.
God.
So you still do the discs, huh?
I only watched it. I was only able to watch about 20 minutes of it, and then I ended up having to work on something.
You know, the 5,000-year-old Iceman, but they found him with a Netflix DVD.
What?
That's how old that is.
That is very old.
It's really old.
Well, how did he get the service back?
He was murdered.
Oh.
Yeah, they found that out.
Well, I thought he was preserved.
No, it was the season 2, disc 3 of Cheers.
Oh.
That's what he does.
Just holding on to that.
Listen, I'm just a caveman
salmon.
That was frozen in some ice and later thawed out by your scientists. I don't know anything about season 4 or 5 of Cheers. I'm just a simple caveman.
So
to me, Coach is always on Cheers.
So, hey, this is fun. Got rear-ended last night.
Oh, in the good
That's
way?
Not fun,
like
Chris.
Fucking?
I don't think you know. Oh, like
nope.
Fun like the band.
Mm-mm.
I don't know,
this is fun. Yeah, and then by that, I mean not good. That's what I'm going to do. If I'm ever in a party and it sucks, I'm going to go, well, this is fun.
Like the band.
Like the band.
Tell us about your rear-ending.
It was...
Was it mutual?
No. Well, it was fucked up. And I hope the person who caused the accident...
burns in hell.
Gets
That's
at
mean.
Least no, well, not burns in hell, but just gets diarrhea for the holidays.
Okay, all right.
Mildly like bloody diarrhea
for the holidays is my favorite kind of
How's your
diarrhea.
Neck? How's your neck feeling?
Coming down the chimney and I'm sitting on the pot and I'm drinking all the from the salsa that I got. Diarrhea for the holidays.
Diarrhea for the holidays.
I'm gonna pretend I'm Chris's lawyer. You look stiff. What's going on? How's your neck?
I'm fine.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you're not moving like you normally do.
No, I'm moving exactly the
Actually,
same way.
I'd say ever since like last night, right after the accident, you've had a weird tick.
Well, I haven't seen you for weeks.
What's going on?
I'm absolutely
so
fine.
So strange.
I'm absolutely fine.
We should talk about this.
How much are we talking about?
Literally $100.
Okay, it's not worth it.
Right. But no. Figuratively,
no, I'm fine.
So much more.
It was a low-speed accident, but it was enough to cause substantial damage to the back of my car and the front of her car.
What kind of car was that you were driving there, buddy?
1974 AMC Pacer.
Awesome!
AMC, man, what a company man over here.
my AMC Pacer and my BBC America Triumph.
And my
Comedy Central
jetpack.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're trying to do with the Comedy Central show is make it like do a version of Attack, but a comedy show first.
Yeah.
Who knows? We delivered the pilot and it's up to them at this point, but it was so much fun to do.
Me and Jerry Duggan
oh man, that night.
So much fun to do.
It was great. It was a great taping, but I went to the bathroom because I wasn't feeling well and I took a shit and then, it looked like I was bleeding. Like I shit a bunch of blood.
Did you?
Why would you look at
my first, accident?
My first thought was like, I can't let Matt know about this.
Oh, I wouldn't make fun of you or anything. I would just say to you, don't worry about it. It clears up.
Then it turned out it was just, I was talking to Deanna about it. She's like, oh well, we had all that. That must have been just,
We drank all that blood.
We drank all that blood, so that's just pretty much. But I was very,
you know
like,
how you can't go out in the daylight anymore? Yes, so I was crossing... basically I was crossing Highland on Willoughby from, you know, we were at a stoplight, car
Local
light turned green.
Geography.
People understand how streets work. I was at an intersection. I was red light, crossed the intersection. There was a black Prius in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And
typical LA.
Does it have to be black, Chris? I mean, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. African-American Prius.
Thank you.
And he, Willoughby is not technically a two-lane road, but it's wide enough that there's traffic and then cars parked on the along the side,
yeah.
like parallel parked.
It's a very
on
residential
the curb.
Street.
Yeah, it's parallel parked on the curb along the yeah. long curb. So the Prius pulls in, just pulls up to it, like parks at the curb, and then just as I'm about to like the front of my car was almost even with the rear of his car, and then he decides I want to make a U-turn and go the opposite direction. So from the far right side where he was parked, just fucking whips in front of me with no warning. I don't know if a cat was driving, because that's feline behavior.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like a laser beam. They saw a laser beam.
I slammed on my brakes. Good brakes in the Jaguar. I mean, Pacer. And otherwise, like, I would have, hit directly on the driver's side
They're
door.
They're slotted, yeah. too. They're slotted brakes.
And but the girl,
Biff's car tearing through that DeLorean. Yeah.
The girl behind me, I'm not so lucky. She didn't stop.
Just didn't stop, so just not even a
slam.
Screech.
There was a little screech, and then bam, and then she hit me, and then... like fuck, you know, we're low speed, like maybe 15 20 miles an hour, whatever, you know, just literally just driven through an intersection from a dead stop, it looked like the guy in the Prius was gonna pull over and sort everything out with us, and then he started to pull up a little bit and there was an alley to the left and he just fucking took off. So
it's a good move.
If you're the driver of that Prius, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was me.
Shit. But it sucked. He totally fucking...
That was when you figured it out?
Yeah, no, I just figured that out now.
Totally caused
alleyway.
An accident.
Holy shit.
And he made... Like,
I thought it caused a
He really
accident.
Obviously had a back and forth where he was like, maybe I should stop. Maybe I should make sure everyone's okay. Maybe I... Because he was... There was no question...
That was his
...that
fault.
He caused this accident. He fucking... in almost rush hour traffic from the far
Dude,
right.
First world yeah. problems, bro. I'm being the internet. I'm sorry.
Do you know what's funny is that... Everyone, and if you live in America, it's
yes,
all first world problems.
Yeah. Oh. Even if your water's not clean, it's a first world problem because it's just where it is.
Oh my God, you're...
But anyway, I felt bad.
What was the name of the person that hit you?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Give her a plug.
She was very sweet.
What's she got coming up this week?
She's got 10 new minutes on hitting people in cars. She was so sweet, and I was like, are you okay?
Oh,
and is everything
that?
All right?
Nice,
and I did not hit that.
She hit that.
She
yeah.
hit that. And she was a little shaken up. And I was like, it's fine. No one got hurt. We're fine.
That's good.
Well, traded I mean, info. Except for your neck, right?
No, I'm fine. I'm not going after this
man.
Poor girl.
Poor, you look terrible right now.
I'm fine.
I've gotten into two car accidents where I've had to be taken to the hospital.
What? Jonah?
Yeah.
That's just bad driving on your part, I'm sure.
Is it? No, like one was a drunk driver, T-boned me while I was trying to cross
T-bone.
The intersection.
Was it T-bone Burnett?
Yeah.
He produced your car accident.
But it sounded great, though.
Yeah.
Like
it was
the,
really
the harmonies of
no,
the
I just
screeching.
Really feel like it was mixed well.
Yeah. It was.
Glass.
Metal. Yeah. Bluegrass.
A little bit of bluegrass.
Metal. Yeah. I was ditching school. I was in high school. I was like ditching class, and these two kids were drinking before going to school. And they just fucking went right into me. They got real fucked up.
This isn't the Hawaii I know.
They got real fucked up. And then the other time was I was driving to work from San Pedro, and I was trying to merge onto the 110 for the to get into the 405. And just like check my blind spot, look back. Some car was slamming on their brakes, so I did. But then my fucking wheels were bald, so I just fucking skid, and then like
oh, you whacked
turned, rammed into a car, and then my car tipped over on its side, started skidding
Jesus.
Down the freeway. I was just the window shattered open. I'm holding myself from not like getting torn up as the pavement's like scraping by my head, and like I'm just like yelling at the top of my lungs, like please don't die, please don't die, please don't die. The car fucking gets hit again. I fucking pop up on all four wheels.
Nice.
Yeah. And then like I'm just
Happy
like kind
ending.
Of rolling in the fucking the side, the shoulder, and just kind of scrape up against the side of it. And then immediately like I realize like that I'm okay, and I start crying, and like my upper body feels like it falls asleep and starts clenching up, and I start freaking out thinking like, oh, I broke my back and this is like
oh,
a thing.
Oh no,
this
that's
is a thing.
Horrifying.
And like I like couldn't pull my arms away from my chest. Yeah.
Why are you telling me that?
I thought that's what happens. Like this is a thing that happens when your fucking back is broke. And then it started to relax, and I was like, okay. And then I was moving some stuff at the time, and my mom gave me a bunch of like cutlery. she's like, oh, I don't need this stuff anymore. There's a bunch of knives and forks, and like I'm like in a truck And then like a guy.
Is this still the same story?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was in, so in the truck, I was getting fucking bashed around with all this cutlery fucking flying all over the cab of the truck.
And
fireman, like paramedic guy comes up to the window. He's like, "You okay?" I was like, "I think so." And he's like, he looks around. He's like, "Any of these knives hit you?" I was like, "I don't think so." And the only thing that really happened to me was that like the skin on my pinky knuckle like grazed the pavement.
Oh, that's the most important skin.
But, like, it just hit the pavement, and like I was able to like throw my elbow up and keep it. So
what was this clenching thing? That was just from,
I think that was just like adrenaline or
tensing up.
Like, yeah, I think it was just like a rush of like just adrenaline into my body.
In fact, Chris, you haven't moved anything below your neck lately.
Matt, look, moving on my limbs.
We'll talk about this.
Everything's great.
But the craziest thing. Like outside that, like, so they come and like I'm put into a, like on a gurney because they don't know if like, you know, it's just the procedure and they want, you know, thousands of dollars. And so I get put on a gurney and I get put into the back of an ambulance. And on the other side of the ambulance is a lady from the other car, one of the cars that I hit when I was skidding around. And she's crying and she's saying that they're late for picking up her retarded son. She could be like, retarded son, he's retarded.
She was calling her own son that?
I think she was in hysterics. I don't really like, he's retarded. Like it's like, we can't afford to keep him at this place. And like, I start crying again. And I was like, I ruined everybody's day. And then like, I kind of like fall asleep. And I wake up, like, I just fucking passed out from just like, I don't stress or something. I get there, they go and they x-ray me, and then they like, I'm waiting, I'm just on this gurney in like a hallway for a long time. Then they finally like, they're okay, go over here and sit in this waiting area. I'm sitting next to the husband of the lady that, you know, hit. And like, he's like, thanks, man. Thanks a lot. You just really fucked up everything. It's like, I'm not going to be able to afford to like this, like our fucking son. Like it was all this stuff. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I was like, how is your wife? And he's like, not good, not good.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm really sorry. And he's like, and just kind of stopped talking to me. And then they called my name. They said, all right, you're all right, ready to go. I realized that I didn't have a cell phone at the time, and my wallet was in the truck.
Oh.
So I'm like, where's my car? And they're like, well, it's probably at this impound lot down this way. And I'm like, okay, because all my phone numbers were in my wallet.
Oh.
And I just, you know, I was new to LA. I didn't know anyone's phone number. And so they're like, just go down Sepulveda or whatever, you know, it's just like down the street. It was like an hour long walk that I had to go on, like just down the street in like the South Bay.
Yeah.
And like I get there and the guy's closing up the place, like the fucking impound lot. I was like, no. I need my wallet's in there and my phone numbers. He's like, hold on. And he walks away for like 5 minutes and comes like, all right, I can let you in. I go and I see the car and it's fucking almost folded in half. It's just fucking, it's like ridiculous. It's just so insane how fucked up it is. And I get my fucking, my numbers and I call like a friend, no answer. I call another friend, no answer. Like it's all house numbers, you know? Finally, I call this girl that I had kind of hooked up with. And I was like, I just got into a real bad accident. I need you to come pick me up. She's like, all right. She comes and picks me up and like, she sees the truck through the thing and she's like, oh my God. And takes me back and then like
titty sex.
I was kind of hoping. And then I get back home or back to my house and like my friend's like, you all right? I was like, yeah, I got into a crazy car. And he's like, oh, bummer. We're about to go see Shallow Hal. You want to go? I was like, okay.
And that's the story of when Jonah saw Shallow Hal. Yes,
yes. It was a long way to go, I know. But anyway, Shallow Hal is actually pretty good.
It's pretty good. I mean, like he really learns about like how to see people for who they really are.
Yeah, but that was the biggest, craziest car accident I ever got into in my life.
That's a pretty bad one. That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
Mine was pretty bad.
How many fuel points you got right now? I just want to know.
2163.
2477. Burn!
Yeah,
what is that?
I haven't really... We both have our fuel bands.
What is that?
It's basically an accelerometer that tracks all your movements.
Yeah, Nike, bro.
And through some sort of a
phone,
through some
calories.
Sort of a complex algorithm tells you how many calories you burn in a day.
1263.
You have to keep it on the whole time?
Yeah, you just keep it on
Mm-hmm. That seems kind of fun.
It is actually kind of fun.
It is actually kind of fun. Like when you do runs and stuff, you connect to the runs?
Yeah.
Running. It's like fast walking. But the momentum of your body is moving at a quicker clip.
Yeah, and
like falling? Like I'm falling then?
Yeah, well, in a way, it's sort of like you're falling forward constantly, but you never actually hit the ground.
Mm.
It gets your heart rate up.
A what rate up?
Your heart.
You know, right. You know I don't have it.
Pussy talking Jonah. Yo, I'm all dicks, G. Yeah.
Nah, dick.
But the cool, you know, the funny thing about me is that I don't really. I'll tell you about my worst car accident story. But like in this instance, I get so mad at traffic. Like I was gone for 11 days and I'd forgot, like I'd kind of emotionally forgotten about LA traffic. And then 5 minutes, I'm like, why are these people sitting here? You know?
Yeah.
I get mad at traffic. I get mad at technology. Very dumb things to actually really fly off the handle about. But I'm in a car accident and I don't really, doesn't bother me. I don't care that, you know.
Just like, a thing that happens.
It's a thing. Like a car is a thing. It's a thing. Yeah. Can fix it. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I don't really care about cars.
Don't cry at things. Don't cry at problems you can throw money at, my mom said.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and you can throw money at it.
Well, and an insurance company is throwing money at it.
On the other hand.
But I mean, it's, you know, it's just funny that I don't really, in a situation like that where I think some people are like, what the fuck? You know, I'm like, okay, everyone's fine. Car's fine. You'll be fine.
It's a good chance someone gets into a car accident while listening to this podcast.
But I hope that's not the case.
It's a good chance.
I really hope that's not the case at all. My worst car accident was when I was 17 years old. My friends and I went to
flowing blonde hair.
Tijuana. Tijuana. I was in college. And we went to Tijuana one night. The only time I've ever been.
Will Wheaton caused the accident.
It was Double Dubs was not there. there were four of us, and we went to Tijuana for the night and started driving back home. And right around Tustin or Irvine, it was like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. It was raining. The driver, you know, because we were up all night. We were stupid teenagers. He drifted off a little bit. And then there was a truck just stopped in the number 3 lane. Just like broken down or something, stopped. And he had kind of drifted off. It was sort of hazy. The other three of us had kind of like fallen asleep. And he, all of a sudden you just hear, it's that weird moment when you're asleep and then something awful is happening. And then all of a sudden you get very focused. Like it just slows down to Spider-Man time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I heard the radio playing. For some reason, I remember it was a Basha song.
Oh yeah. Mine was the acoustic version of Everlong by Foo Fighters.
You remember it? Yeah. This was like Cruisin' for Bruisin', I think was the name of the song, which was strangely
quite appropriate.
Coincidental. And all of a sudden I just hear, oh my God, oh my God. And he slammed on the brakes and we just fucking hydroplane fast into the back of this truck. And, the guy behind, we had all had our seatbelts on, but the guy behind me was not wearing his seatbelt. And he, his body smashed into my seat and my forehead just caught all of this glass from, that probably wouldn't have happened if he had his fucking seatbelt on. Yeah. So anyone who says like, I'm in the back seat, I need to wear my seatbelt.
Who says that?
A lot of people.
Chloe.
I'm in the back seat, I don't need to wear my seatbelt.
Like, put your fucking seatbelt on. So, anyway.
All cars are like taxis.
So we got, so we had to go to the hospital and
did you say for like weeks after that, like there was just like glass would push out of your head?
Years.
Years, really? Yeah.
Years it would pull out. You'd think like a couple years later it would be a little, I think, oh, I have a little pimple or something. And then like just a little speck of glass would
so
come
weird.
Out. And for like a whole year of school, I had a glass in my forehead. And like I just looked like I just.
So you were like the villain in Dying of the Day with the diamonds on his face.
That's exactly. But the diamonds were glass, and it was because of a horrible accident. And of course, I had to call my mom from the hospital and be like, first of all, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's what that call.
Secondly, I called my mom because I was going to tweet about the accident last night, and I was like, before I tweet this thing out, I just want you to know I'm okay. But I cracked a piece of my back. I cracked a transverse process off my fifth lumbar, and then
just last night. That's crazy.
No. This was when I was 17.
That's crazy.
It was not a very good year.
Yeah.
And
went to Tijuana.
And so that was my worst. That was my worst car.
And our friend Dave Anthony just got into a head-on collision.
Head-on collision, walking the rooms. Dave Anthony.
Yeah, when? Bruised his coccyx real bad. Like a few days ago, last week.
Say it again.
Coxa.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
He's all right, though. Anyway, Fun car accident stories.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry to bring it down.
I don't have any. I'm sorry.
But it's okay. Everything's fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Give a shit. Could have been bad. It wasn't bad. It was all right.
I saw a Hobbit yesterday.
You saw a Hobbit?
I saw a Hobbit.
Oh, you saw the movie. I just had my shoes on. That was weird.
It's really disgusting.
Harry.
No, I saw the movie The Hobbit.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
What'd you like most about it?
The Hobbits.
That it ended? That's what I would like most about it.
The Hobbits.
Yeah.
I know, you're not a Lord of the Rings fan.
Not at all.
No, no. It's too much of a made-up world with whimsy and joy for Matt to like it.
I just find it boring. I just find it genuinely boring. I don't think enough.
You find reality shows interesting, yet
I find reality shows fascinating.
Now, what if the hobbits were digging through old huts and auctioning off goods that they had found?
Are they salt in the lockers? Is there a lawsuit about?
I found this old mushroom table. I feel like it could fetch a lot, but I'm not 100% sure. I've paid one gold piece for it. I'm hoping that it'll go for at least three if I'm going to get this one off my case. I don't know why he always brings these mushroom tables into our huts.
Holes. But you also like sci-fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Science fiction. What do you think about the Star Trek Into the Darkness?
Looking forward to
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'll see it.
There's the trailers. There was like Star Trek Into Darkness was there, but and then there was like the Will Smith, Jane Smith, like
show.
Yeah, it looks fucking really cool. And then there's another one with Tom Cruise,
Jack Reacher.
No, it's like a sci-fi one.
Oh yeah. I don't remember the name of it either, but
it looks fucking awesome. And that was it. Some other actor that I liked. I think it was Morgan Freeman is in it. But like a bunch of really cool sci-fi stuff looks like it's coming out.
I want to see Jack Reacher. I don't know why.
It looks awesome. I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I think on Christmas I'm going to go see a bunch of movies because I'll be...
Les Mis? You going to go see Les Mis? We're going to go see movies. We're going to go see Les Mis.
Les Mis. I think we're going to go to Portland.
Oh, that's fun. Did you do that last year?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Like Portland.
You guys had a good time.
Tradition.
It's just a good time to go. Yeah. Well, it's only a couple hour flight. It's a nice place to go. You know,
Pine trees, Christmassy.
Pine trees, very Christmassy. People are nice. Snobby about their coffee, but nice.
I was going to go.
Sound like a fit in.
To Virginia with Kiki. And then when we were about to buy the tickets was when I got laid off. And then I was like, I should hold off on this.
Hold on a second. I am going to be not sponsoring. I'm gonna have a professional bowling team.
Oh, great! Wow. You're gonna be the coach?
I'm very
sort of. They basically the PBA is doing this thing where they have like they're calling them team owners. So there's a bunch of team like Chris Paul,
Chris Paul, the basketball player.
Thank
the Clippers.
You. Yes. And then like some other athletes and some other people are all gonna have like teams and they're gonna be so you pick your team name and your colors and your logo.
You're going to own a team.
Basically, yeah.
You're going to be like Drew Carey.
What do you pay for a team? What do you?
I don't pay for the team. They just have you. A lot of it, I'm sure, is to raise awareness or whatever. But I got a team with a bowler named Chris Barnes, who's fucking great.
Oh, I know Chris Barnes.
I like him.
So you're going to have to like scout now?
No. The team's already in place.
Oh.
I'm just coming in to be the skipper, as it were.
That's cool.
Be at any of these events?
Yeah, I'll go to the events. Whichever ones I can, I'll watch.
Get ready to go to Reno a bunch.
I named the team. I'm very excited
about
it.
What's the team name?
Logan.
Cumberbatch.
The Silver Lake Atom Splitters.
Oh, fun.
I signed them in Silver Lake because Chris Paul already has Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I just thought Los Angeles was kind of a boring city name.
Yeah.
But I don't know, something about Silver Lake, like, it just rolls off the tongue. And for Silver Lake to have a bowling team.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I'm sure local people in Los Angeles will be irritated by that because it is a hipster hive. But I just felt like the Silver Lake Atom Splitters was like a fun, old-timey sounding name.
Yeah.
It is. I like it a lot. Good job, Chris.
So that'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to supporting your team.
I'm excited about that.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Very excited about my bowling team.
Your bowling team.
I got to, when I went back to perform in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
My dad came, and then we went to Memphis. And
did you know in Nashville there's a museum that the guy that played Cooter has a museum?
A Dukes of Hazzard museum?
Yeah.
I did hear about that, yeah.
I want to go to Nashville now.
You don't want to go to Nashville? Oh, sorry.
No, I do. I love Dukes of
Hazzard. What do you think you're going to see? Yep, that's the General Lee.
General Lee?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
maybe Enos's cop car?
Maybe Boss Hogg's hat?
Possibly.
Or a Texas tie?
Maybe a door with some weld marks on it?
Maybe.
General had the doors welded shut. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, they did have that. I do remember. They had to go in through the side.
Yep. God, that was a great, great program.
Right past the Confederate flag.
Maybe they'll have Catherine Bach's, Catherine Bach's shorts. Might
the
be
Daisy there. Dukes. She was Daisy Duke. The shorts were then named
Daisy
for
Dukes.
Her.
Yes, for her.
Character's butt.
For her character's butt.
For her character's butt. What are you thinking about Instagram? You're going to stick with it?
Yes, absolutely. I don't really give a shit. Okay. Sell whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, but...
It goes, like, if your Instagram goes to Facebook, Facebook owns it anyway.
But they can sell it to third parties.
Facebook can do that, right?
What are they going to do with it? What's the worst thing that they can do? Put me on a fucking NAMBLA poster? Already on one.
Wait, what?
Oh, guys.
What? Oh, well, that's one of the things I have to tell you
I'm
about.
I'm confused about this character.
There's great... It's Matt Meyer. No, but I mean, really, what is the worst they could do with your fucking photo? Who cares?
I know.
That's why
but
I tweeted out that picture immediately. I Instagrammed a picture of me holding a Rockstar energy drink, just saying how great it is.
But you wouldn't get paid for that.
Yeah, I said go ahead and use it in advertising. Please.
All right, you have a good attitude about it.
People that are getting kind of up in arms are kind of overestimating how good their Instagram pictures are. These things aren't big files. There's not much they can do with the stuff. They're not like. Have you seen these like blown up at all? They don't look good.
Well, it doesn't matter. I think on people, it's probably principle more than anything is probably what they're up at.
I think it's just kind of a fuck you to the user base is all. And the reason that Instagram was able to sell itself for $1 billion is because of the community of people that rallied around how much they liked the service. And it just sort of feels like they're going, thanks for the $1 billion. Now, fuck you. We own you. And it's like, what happened? Like, it's just philosophically, it's a bad tactic for a startup that was built around a community of,
but it's
of
not
cool
their,
people.
It's not their call. It's not Instagram that's making that call. It's Facebook.
Well, Facebook is, you know, it's Instagram now. Yeah, but they changed it, didn't they? Didn't they adjust their wording a bit?
I hope so, Kevin Systrom.
They did. I believe they did.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Rage receding.
I believe they actually said, we're listening. We understand what your guys' problems with it, and we feel like it was worded wrongly.
Well, it was worded correctly the way we intended it, but you didn't like what we intended, and so we're just going to change this up a little bit. At least they listen. That's good. Yeah. All right, I'll stick with it. I'll stick with it.
Okay, I mean, I'm glad you're going to be there. I really am happy for your 59 million followers.
Speaking of getting mad at stupid things...
Oh.
I have to apologize profusely
to
American Express.
Why?
Because...
Did you shit on them on some podcast I wasn't around at?
No, I just... I screamed at them on the phone several times like a piece of shit. Because for a period of about... I don't know. This used to happen and then it stopped happening. And then the last few months, it was happening very regularly where I would go to use my card... Where I have been a loyal card member and paid my bills on time and been responsible. And they would go, oh, it's not working. You're going to have to call American Express. And I would call them and it would be fraud protection.
Yeah.
The problem is that's not a quick process. Mm-hmm. And so if you're standing at like a cash place and then you're like, you use your card. It's like not going through. You're like, I don't know. I'll use another card, you know.
Yeah.
And then... there's a little bit of shame where you feel like, for me, you know, for me, it's much more deep seated because when I was a drunk piece of shit, my finances were a mess.
Yeah.
And frequently I didn't decline have money in an account. Yeah. I would get declined. And so for me, it's a very deep rooted personal like shame thing.
I'm not him anymore.
It takes me back. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Although in any case, I think most people don't appreciate that process. I mean, it's not like you can't just approve the transactions quickly. You have to call in and you have to like
wait.
And so basically this was happening about every 2 weeks. And it got to the point where I'm like, I would scream at them on the phone, like, why would I use your card as a responsible card member if you do this to me every 2 weeks? And every couple of weeks, the transactions were stupid. It was like, did you spend $11 at a Shell station? Yes. Did you spend $34? Yeah. Well, obviously, they know that that's, I guess, but did you spend $34 at a Bed Bath & Beyond? Yes. These are not crazy charges, and they're local.
What are you doing? Love that. When they do that to me, I call them. It's Bank of America usually. And then I will I'll chat with them about all the things I bought there and like my experience in the store. and like what it was like.
Bore the shit out of him?
Yeah, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, I had a pretty, you know, it wasn't a bad cinnamon roll. I'd like rank it in like the top.
But after a couple months with it happening like every few weeks, I was like, you've got to stop doing this to me. I'm going to stop using this card because numerous times I'd have to like get out of line and call and sorry, yeah. You know. And you know, spend 15 minutes on the phone going through transactions, and there was not one. And finally, the last time I was just yelling, I'm like, I am going to cancel this card. This is ridiculous. You just did this to me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this again? But I was louder. I didn't swear at the guy, but I was just like, I think I actually said, I hate you. Ah. I hate you. So anyway, it's not him.
It's not his fault.
No, but he is a representative of the company. Still, it was shitty on my part, and I was a complete asshole. I was also kind of tired because we were traveling.
Yeah.
But so I apologize for that, because the very last transaction he got to, he was like, so you did use Shell Station. Yeah. You did do this other charge at this grocery store. Yes, I did. Did you buy this ticket to Malaysia? Yeah. Wait, what? Did you buy this ticket on Air Asia? I travel a lot. I don't know. I mean, here's how much of a piece of shit that I was. I was still so much in my rage zone that the bells and whistles in my head were going off saying, like, this is clearly not your charge.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. I was so flustered because this had happened so many times that I was like, I'm going to call my assistant and see about this, knowing full well that no one had bought tickets in Malaysia.
Yeah.
This is awkward.
So it was awkward. And so anyway, I got off the phone, and also the guy was, he was a Middle Eastern gentleman, and I already felt this weird American guilt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know that Americans are subtly racist right now, and I apologize.
Suddenly?
I said subtly.
Oh.
And some subtly? Parts not so subtly. Like, I feel like I want to take on the guilt of America and be like, I'm sorry that America is shitty to the Middle East sometimes.
Oh, man.
And so, anyway, so I call Monica, and I'm like, we're not buying tickets to Asia. She was like, no. I'm like, wait a minute, Monica, you're Asian. No, I didn't say that. But
that's what I was thinking the whole time.
The whole time. So the long and short of it is, someone for a month and a half has been buying tickets in Malaysia on my card.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
And the puzzling thing is that every time American Express called to verify charges, not once until the fifth or sixth time. Did they mention it was all stupid charges? So part of me feels bad for getting mad.
Verify the last three charges,
right?
And if the last three charges are you,
yeah,
then they're not going to get to that.
But not once did any of these Malaysian, like, they were questioning local, very small, not even like thousands of dollars charges,
yeah.
Like $11, $70, but never once until the last call. Did trips from Kuala Lumpur raise any red flags? But still, I shouldn't have been a dick to them, and I apologize. And now I appreciate their fraud protection program, because this did actually happen. And so I got a new card, and I got a call today from an online travel service. And they're like, hey, we're an online travel service. We're based out of San Diego. Someone tried to buy a ticket with your card number today, and the card number was rejected, and we sensed that it was something fishy. Did you try to buy a ticket from Kuala Lumpur from, you know, planmytrip.com or whatever? And I was like, no, I didn't. And they go, well, do you want the guy's information? And I was like, sure. So they gave me his email address, and he goes, the guy's got a Facebook page.
What?
So I went on and saw the Facebook page of this guy who's been using my card for the past month and a half. Just this dude. He's from Nigeria, and he lives in Kuala Lumpur, and he's been using my card to buy to, and
oh my god,
how does he get your card? Does he buy it from
someone? Don't know where he got it, but not only did he have my card number, mm-hmm. this guy from this travel service said, yeah, he had your card's address and phone number.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So he was able to verify all this information.
Sure. Yeah. That's how they do it.
And so I was so tempted on his Facebook page to just write to him and be like, I know what you're doing. But of course, why would I open that can of worms?
That would be fun. That would be kind of fun, though.
But I think it would probably ruin any legal ramifications.
There aren't any legal ramifications. He's out of the country. There's nothing. I talked to American Express. They're like, unless he's domestic, there's nothing we can do about
it.
So, but what do I care? I didn't have to pay for any of that stuff. They reversed the charges. It's just so funny to see the face of the guy who stole my credit card number somehow.
Does he look just like you?
We look exactly alike, except he is African.
I don't get it.
Let me tell you about the time someone sent me a link to
He's the African Chris Hardwick.
Yeah. I was some guy sent me a message on MySpace. So this was years back. And he said, he's like, hey, I kind of know who you are. And then I came across this other profile with this where it's all just pictures of you. And he had a link to it and I checked it out. And it was this profile where it's like, hey, my name's Derek. This is what I'm into.
I just watched the Catfish TV show.
Catfish. Oh, the TV show.
TV show, which is on MTV now.
Yeah.
And I was endlessly fascinated. The same thing you're talking about.
Yeah, so these guys used, this is what I find out. So it's like, it's just all my pictures of me. Yeah. And then I message I'm like, hey, what's up with this? And the guy responds like, oh, okay, man, here's the situation.
My parents went away for a week's vacation.
This is crazy you found us.
Not that crazy. Social networks are publicly available.
I was just like, and then he goes, me and my friends hate our friend's girlfriend, and we believe that she cheats on him. So you look like the type of guy that she's into.
So they were baiting her with you?
So they were baiting her and messaging her, and there was comments, and I looked at the the comments section, just back and forth with this girl, and I was just like this is, and the guy's like, I'm so sorry, I apologize, we'll take it down. I was just trying to, bait her into getting to convince our friend that she cheats on him. And I was like, all right, man, well, take it down. And then I was like, this is so weird. This girl is in a online back and forth.
Pussy Jonah and Jonah would have swooped in and fucked that girl.
Yeah, yeah. So I messaged the girl. And I said, because she was really cute. And I go, hey, these guys are messing with you.
Oh, you threw them under the bus.
I did. Because she lived in LA, and I was like, she clearly thinks he's cute.
There are so many levels of deception going on in this story. So many levels.
Great episode of Catfish.
Yeah. And then we messaged back and forth. She's like, oh, that's crazy. Oh my God. It's so weird. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah. And she was like already broken up with the guy. And so I was like, hey, if you want to guess him, she's like, no. I'm like, yeah, I guess that would be a weird story to tell our kids.
That girl was Deanna Rooney.
Yeah. Yeah.
I watched Catfish. It was it's fascinating to me that kind of thing goes on of people who are just—it seems like it's mostly in ruraler areas of the country that they'll go on and find someone on the internet, just find their pictures,
and just build
and
a profile.
Build a profile off that, and then just start. Here's the thing I don't understand: Facebook. Who the fuck is having conversations over Facebook?
A lot of people.
Really?
I think so, right?
But with strangers.
I mean, that's how it used to be during Friendster and MySpace. Friendster and MySpace was very much that.
But I feel like Facebook was kind of the thing of the there wasn't
it's,
like
it's
that.
It's like about friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is kind of harder to browse around I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's strange. Maybe you go to a page and you're like, who else likes the nerd?
How do you think how do you think I guess he could have gotten the phone number if they hacked a site that where I had a form filled out, they get everything on.
You can buy credit card numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta show you guys the shirt that my friend made.
Oh my god.
It says fucking hostile up here, and then it's all a bunch of movie villains.
Nah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Stay Puft looks so angry.
And Biff.
Zod, and Hannibal,
Predator.
Vader,
Evil
Big
Ash.
Trouble Little China.
That's fucking rad.
Jason, Freddy. My friend that does a Flying Coffin He's like, it's a guy I grew up with in Hawaii that I was in bands with. But he made the shirt. I was like, oh my fucking God.
We just started selling Phoebe shirts, Four Eyes and Beard shirts, the other podcast I do, and we sold out.
Nice.
Of shirts.
I made you print.
Like 200.
That's awesome.
It's insane.
Shit, we should be making shirts.
Yeah, well, someone doesn't want to. That's why Jonah and I have our own stores. Yeah. BlueCollarDistro.com.
So close. I'm always
How
so close.
Dare you plug your shirts?
I'm always so close to going,
Phoebe.
Technically, I can make a Enjoy Your Burrito shirt. I won't, though, because that's us.
No, you own it. Rainn Wilson actually owns it. It's weird how that worked out.
But the quiet response from Chris really made me feel comfortable saying
that. Yeah, as it should.
Wait, what? Sometimes no, my mom's texting me because I'm sorry.
Chris, do you want us to put up drywall in the bedroom on the fifth floor?
I wish it was that. My mom's messaging me because Josh Groban and I tweeted at each other and she's having a freak out about it. She fucking loves Josh Groban.
Groban and I go way back.
Bruce. Josh Groban, please fuck my mom.
I'll watch.
Hey, come on.
Chris, what's up?
Did you guys see the Martin Short Saturday Night Live?
I watched sketches from it.
Dude, that whole, his opening fucking monologue, like, it was amazing. It was so much fun. It was a really fucking great episode.
I love him on the podcast.
I would love to get Martin Short on the podcast.
But as Jiminy Glick.
Ow!
What was that?
Tell me about yourself.
What was Paul McCartney's character's name when they were in the triangle sketch?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
It was like, Marty!
Yeah, yeah.
But I like to sing. You don't sing! I'm the singer! So fucking funny.
Paul McCartney seems like a fun guy, weirdly.
Yeah.
Liam Lynch said he was pretty cool.
That's
right, Liam. Forrest Gump of our time.
And they did one of my favorite sketches, What's Up With That? Which is
What's Up With That?
Jonah loves.
What's
I
up
love
with that?
What's Up With That. Every time I laugh.
What's up with that? Yeah, and then Samuel Jackson said fuck.
He said fuck and then shit.
And then bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. And then fucking Keenan's it's like, now come on now, Sammy. That costs a lot of money.
What a geek fucking saved it.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, I love that.
Because clearly everyone in the crowd just went, you could just hear the room, like fucking the air being sucked out of the room.
That was all the assholes tightening
up.
Really fun shows on the road, by the way. Doing the new hour on the road has been, I mean, the hour's not formed yet.
Yeah.
But the experience of, you know, the first hour of stand-up from the special was basically a lot of short sets stitched together and like, what is the theme and what am I trying to say? But to have like 45 minutes or an hour to go out and flesh out ideas and just talk to the audiences,
yeah,
and people are coming to shows on purpose. Like it's been so much fucking fun.
That's great.
That's nice.
So much fun. Yeah. Zany's in Nashville and Zany's in Chicago and Rosemont. And
oh, you're a Zany's guy?
I'm a Zany's guy. And then, let's see, Bloomington, Indiana, the Comedy Attic in mid-January, and then Tacoma. Totally different cities. Tacoma, Washington, and then a bunch more dates. Like, I just, these comedy club, like, it feels good. It just feels so nice to be able to fuck around with crowd and find the jokes and evolve them over, like, weekend of, like, you know, I'm doing six shows and just watch bits. Like, it's a whole different way to form the hour.
Wait, yeah. Talking about working out your hour on the road is a whole new...
Well, it's just different because, from being based in LA, you just don't get to, like, you don't really get to form an hour the way that most comics get to form an hour, which is they go out on the road.
Yeah, like Tommy John again, just always on the road.
Always on the road. You're constantly, you can fuck it, you're cycling material, you constantly, you're forming it, it's honing it.
Do the next.
And it's so much fun. So, so if you go to the nerdist.com/calendar, I have a bunch of, I've fucked shit ton of shows coming up. Fuck shit ton.
Fuck shit stack.
A fuck shit stack. And then Talking Dead moving to an hour.
Nice.
Gonna follow the first airing of Walking Dead. And I'm begging them to not make me do the hashtag things anymore.
Yeah.
People got so mad at me.
Hashtag,
like
no more hashtags.
The interstitial things?
Yeah, because they come on, you know, usually right after a very dramatic scene. People are usually still... empathetically entrenched in the drama of that scene that they're watching, and then I come on, you know, it's like the governor tells Maggie to take her shirt off and then bends her over a table, cut to commercial, hey guys, a hashtag for the day, zombies are crazy, and then people, because I'm loud and exuberant. A lot of fuck yourself tweets.
Yeah.
How fucking dare you come on right there? Yeah, I don't exactly. have control over it. I don't control the network. But anyway, I'm super excited, and I hope people like the longer format of the show because
that's awesome.
We always felt a little rushed in the half hour format. Yeah.
Did I tell you that I found a thing, an actual medical like psychological term called the Jonah complex?
What's that?
Here, let me pull it up. It's really fucking weird.
What is it?
It's a complex.
Oh, I've been trolling you. I've been on medical websites making up this complex.
Oh, have you been? Ah, shit. Why did you fucking reload the... Oh.
While he's looking for that, I do have to say I watched a sports movie with my dad when I was in Memphis because we went to Nashville, performed, went to Memphis for a couple days and then flipped to Chicago.
Did you watch Hoosiers?
No.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Moneyball.
Oh, Moneyball's great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. The book's fantastic.
And I don't
I'm sure
really...
your mother's read it like three times.
I'm sure she has.
Here it is. The Jonah complex is the fear of success which prevents self-actualization or the realization of one's potential. It is the fear of one's own greatness, the evasion of one's destiny, or the avoidance of exercising one's talents. Just as the fear of achieving a personal worst can motivate personal growth, the fear of achieving a personal best can also hinder achievement.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the Matt complex?
It's just grumbling.
Ah.
Also, there's also like a term from Anne of Green Gables, it was an old-timey term called Jonah Day. Like, I was having a real Jonah Day, which apparently means a day where you just, like, nothing goes right and you do a bunch of dumb shit.
Your parents painted you into a corner.
They really did. And there was, like, in the silent era, there was a bunch of movies where it was, like, Blank's Jonah Day. There's a whole bunch of them on IMDb. And, like, Fatty Arbuckle even did one. Fatty's Jonah Day.
Fatty Arbuckle's the best.
I'm making an Anne of Green Gables porno.
What's it gonna be called?
Anne of Groin Gobbles.
Nice.
Porn names are sometimes funny.
My favorite tweet of the last week was Blankapatch said, I'm going to the Pakistani dentist because Zero Dark Hurdy. It just cracked me up.
Nice.
Well, that's we're at an hour. We got to get over to the Meltdown show tonight.
That's true. Oh, I got a half hour Comedy Central special.
Congratulations!
Yay.
Thank Very you. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Very excited.
Yes. Should be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Nerve-wracking.
No, it'll be great.
Nerve-wracking. Yeah. It'll be fun. I'll have a good time.
Where are you going to shoot it?
I think it's going to be
the
in
Met?
Boston.
The Wilbur?
I don't know where they do them.
Focus on your 21-minute set. You're basically, your first act is six. It's like six, five, four.
Find endings.
Three. Yeah, like find, like it'll parse out where you have, like it's three commercial breaks. So just... 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, and then like another 4 or 5 minutes. Like it breaks down that way.
Just
so you know.
Cool.
I'll
keep that in mind.
Can't wait to go watch that.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun. Have you come out. It's good. Actually, it's going to be in the middle of like, it's going to be in February or March. So
I can make some time.
Congratulations, you big wiener.
Thanks.
Both of you.
I mean, it's not huge. Thank you. But, I mean, it's adequate.
I feel like, we should probably do a Hostful podcast this weekend for the 300th episode, don't you think? Or no?
The what?
Is it 300th episode?
Our 300th episode.
We're already at 300.
Goes up Monday.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
I know you guys have been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, whenever...
So would it be this one?
Whenever I found out that there was 299 episodes.
Mm-hmm. No, this is...
If you would...
What episode is it going to be?
This will be 299.
What's the 300 going to be?
Us at Tom Lennon's Garage. I'll call Tom.
Shouldn't we save that for the third year anniversary?
I feel like 300 is a bigger thing.
I like annuals.
Yeah, I don't, Jonah. This is not under discussion.
Stop having a Jonah complex.
We can do something for that too.
I don't think I'm going to be around for the third anniversary. What's the third anniversary? Is what, February?
Super Bowl Sunday.
February Super Bowl.
Which is when?
I don't know.
I think first weekend in February, first Sunday in February.
I won't be around for that.
No, we're going to be in San Francisco.
I won't be around for that.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
See, you know what? See if we can go over to Tom's on Sunday.
You want me to?
That Sunday?
Yeah,
or this Sunday?
Yeah, can you do that? Or you're
right. Yeah, I can do it
I think I should be okay.
This Sunday, the 23rd.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fun. This was fun. Do you back together with you guys after a Hostful's has been a little absent?
Yeah.
There was a lot of
so many good guests week after week, providing so much free entertainment for the people out there that I just don't know why anyone would complain about anything.
Because people are miserable. You know, and they like to focus their rage on
Chris
things
wants
that
to
are
do a
not
voice.
Essential.
Fucking let him do a voice. I have an idea for you. Go make something yourself.
Let Chris do his voices already.
And if you want to enjoy it, just for the sake of enjoying it, thank you. Thank you
very
much.
But thank you to all the people who actually comment nice things.
And if you enjoy it and don't really care for it and don't comment, thank you. And if you hate some things and occasionally you get so angry that you might want to comment, but then you realize, what am I doing? I'm an adult. Thank you.
A lot of first world problems in this show, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Everyone's okay. Piloting into the holidays. Whatever your holiday.
Take her down for a smooth landing. And here we go.
And Chris, flight attendants, prepare for landing.
It's normal for there to be a dip in the numbers over Christmas. Don't worry about it. Just breathe.
Everything's going to be fine.
Just breathe. Fine.
We still made a lot of best of lists this year, guys. It's not over yet.
Well, we just aren't pulling in what we should. I'm going to say we should have been number one on everyone's list.
You're number one on my list.
Hey, you're number one on my list. This is a weird coincidence.
I didn't tell you which list.
Oh. This is awkward. You're number one on my list of people most likely to make lists.
Matt brought his guitar, but you didn't hear it this episode.
No. It was just, I just didn't bring it for the episode.
Just like having it near me.
I want to touch it. Just want to touch it. Look for my new Nerdist YouTube series, Let's Get Guitarded. It's going to be about guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fun.
Yep. Wait for that.
Just keep waiting.
Keep waiting.
Well, fine. I'll go on my damn channel then.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Chris, it's
enjoy your burrito.
Boink.
Slap guitar.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.